Would you look at that? My prince has finally come too. Did you need your kitten to give you a wake-up kiss? Now, look what you made me do. Every time Hobby misbehaves, I have to tease him as punishment. I really do wish you would behave. I take no pleasure in mistreating my sweetie like this. It really hurts my feelings, you know. Why use such mean words? Do I need to remind Hubby that our children are sleeping in the next room over? You know that it would only take one phone call to the police, and you'd never see them again. I mean, really, I know I asked for it, but using a whip on me during sex? How heartless could you be? I have the examiner's report and pictures of the bruises, so I doubt the judges would believe you. Besides, I don't get why you resist me so much anyway. I mean, the rules are really simple, aren't they? You can only go from home to work and back. You only have to check in every hour. Tell me how you're doing, what you're doing, when you'll be able to call me. Besides, the camera and microphone live feed do most of the work anyway. Are a few messages to your lovely wife, the mother of your children, too much to ask? Honestly, sometimes I feel like you don't even love me. You love me, don't you? Oh, what was that, dearest? You love me more than anything else. Oh, of course you do. You know what? Since you're being such a good hubby today, why don't I give you a little reward? Come here and let me smooch you, honey. Taste of my juices still there from last night. I had some fun after I tasted you. You didn't mind, did you, honey? Oh, of course you wouldn't. You're a kitten's good little boy. You know, that kiss reminds me of the first time we met. You'd been just a lonely, kissless, hand-holdless virgin who frequented Gone Wild Audio. You'd leave all those thoughtful and loving comments about how genuine my performances were. About how I was so proficient at bringing crazy, maniacal, overly affectionate characters to life. That was only the start. Remember that time on your cake day when we Skyped for the first time? Yeah, I remember. You were so clumsy and ecstatic while talking to me. You were like a cute little bunny rabbit. And I couldn't let this cute little bunny rabbit slip from my fingers, you know. I had to have you. When we met in real life for the first time, you were so smitten with me. It was like watching a kid get his very first lollipop. I mean, this particular lollipop was pretty spoiled, all things considered, but she's so happy to, I mean, Hubby picked her up. Isn't that right? Hubby is so nice to Kitten. He never comes home drunk or beats her and the kids. That That's how I know he's one of a kind. Oh, he's such a good man. You know, as soon as I found out I was pregnant, he proposed to me, even though we'd only had sex one time. Even though I told you I was on birth control, and you wore that condom I gave you, so it was totally fine to come inside me. Of course, Kitten had to distance help you from all those bad people telling you to stay away from her after you proposed. It wasn't your fault. Bad people trick you so easily. Hubby was so innocent, you know? Believing that the condom broke. And that both Plan B and my regular birth control didn't take because I was on antibiotics with the flu. Come on, silly. Of course you realize by now that the condom I gave you was full of holes. And there was no way I took it either of the other two. I really wanted your babies inside me. And you were so happy to be a dad, to be with Kitten. I still remember you coming inside her every day, multiple times, after she told you about the pregnancy, accepted your proposal. What is this I feel pressing against me? Hubby, you perv. You really can't keep it in your pants, can you? You really want to put it in Kitten, don't you? But that's okay. That's one of the reasons I really love Hubby. A helpless lech with a really big cock. I mean, really? 10 inches? Is a horse your spirit animal or something? Come here, my breeding stallion. Let me service you for a bit. Let me just unzip your jeans. Oh my! Would you just look at it pop out so ferociously? This throbbing, raging, a horny beast of a cock. It really wants to bury itself inside my deep, warm folds. It wants to shoot its sperm inside me, doesn't it? And it wants to knock up poor Kitten. And make her belly round. And her boobs bigger. Wants to make them spurt milk for Hubby. But I can't do that. At least. Not yet. Oh, the way it fills Kitten's mouth. Love you really is a beast, you know that? Oh, he's grabbing the back of the kitten's head. Pull your hair. Oh, he wants to hit the back of the kitten's throat. Doesn't he? Yeah. was too much for Kitten. I couldn't swallow all of it. Not even close. Oh, it's okay. Don't feel bad. I'll lap the rest up with my fingers. Yeah, the taste of your cum in my mouth. Yum. You know, this pineapple-based diet Kitten's been feeding Hubby really makes his sperm nice and sweet. Just the way Kitten likes it. Oh, and will you look at that? Even though he just came, Hubby's still ever so hard for Kitten. If that's not proof Hubby loves Kitten with all his heart, I don't know what is. Let me just wipe my face. Abby's being so cooperative today. Kitten doesn't even have to whip him. Or cut him or tease him. Not like she usually does. You know what good cooperative hubbies get? They get warm, soft, wet, cunny to drain their balls into. Come and drain your balls inside Sugar Plum's aching pussy. This aching pussy dripping with proof of love to Hubby. I never get like this for any other man, you know. Kitten is Hubby's only, and so is Hubby. He only belongs to Kitten. Oh, oh, Hubby's so big inside me. It's already hitting my cervix. There's still. Oh, 2 or 3 inches left. Oh, God. Oh, I need it. I need it. Kitten, you dead? Abby really needs to start thrusting into Kitten's pussy right this second. Oh, yeah. Deep in my pussy. Oh. God. Oh, I can't take it. This can't be. Oh, Kitten's really gonna come so fast. Oh, so fast. Ooh. Mars. You have kittens, porpoise. Oh, God, you're thrusting again. Oh, you're thrusting kittens, porpoise again. Oh, stop. Oh, stop. You're breaking her. Oh, you're breaking her mind. Oh, breaking her pussy. Oh, kitten can't think. Foggy, so foggy. Too much pleasure. Oh, kitten's going to be stupid. Oh, she's going to be so stupid. Oh, if you don't stop, oh, she won't be able to think of anything but your cock. Kitten doesn't care. Oh, she doesn't care anymore. Just come inside her. I'll break her. Drive her crazy. Oh, kitten just needs, to get fucked. Oh, fucked, stupid. Oh, needs to have your cum deep inside her. Anything. Oh, kitten can feel it. Oh, she can feel happy getting close. Deep inside her. Throbbing. Twitching. So, fucking. Come, kitten. Oh, come, kitten. Sparkle. And have his exclusive pussy painted. Oh, paint away with your seed. Oh, God. This is all the way. It's all the way inside. I can feel it. Fuck. Oh, the warmth of your, oh, your gum. Twitching of your cock. Was clamping around it. Oh, God, yes.